to establish a quorum.
Member Twiakowski?
Here.
Twiakowski here. Gaines?
Here.
Gaines here. Bates?
Here.
Bates here. Hill?
Here.
Here. Hill here. Jackson? Leno?
Here.
Leno here. Pavley?
Here.
Pavley here.
All right, I'm going to turn the gavel over to our vice chair, and I will present.
Wonderful. We'll be hearing item one, Senate Bill 225, related to medical waste.
Hi, this is Senate Bill 225 legislation that makes changes to the recent reform of the Medical Waste Management Act under AB 333, which I authored last year. We've had extensive stakeholder processes. We've made some technical changes that are included in the staff report, including the definition of biobag and our the most famous high heat and incineration only. I urge your support, and with me today I have Barry Brokaw with us.
Stericycle.
Right.
Mr. Chairman and members, Barry Brokaw, as the chairman indicated, this was a rewrite of a 25-year-old act last year. We spent 3 years putting it together, 1 year before Mr. Twiakowski at the time introduces AB 333, 2 years building the bill out. The analysis of the bill in chief last year itself was 12 pages long. It was a very in-depth analysis. And the result of the implementation of the measure, it became clear there are some shortcomings on the interpretation of some of the statutes. Literally, we had an issue where bags were mislabeled through quotation marks that were in error and under the act. So the enforcement capability of the Department of Public Health questioned whether we needed to, rather than just go through a regulatory process, just do a quick fix where the intent was well known by all parties. The regulatory process would have taken 2 years, and so that's why we have moved forward with this measure. This is clearly technical. The Department of Public Health worked with us, and we urge your support. Thank you.
Marvin Pineda on behalf of the California Hospital Association, also in support of the bill.
Wonderful. Do we have further witnesses in support?
Greg Herner on behalf of Becton Dickinson in support of the bill.
Great. Any witnesses in opposition? All right, seeing none. Committee have questions? Yes, Senator Leno.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I feel compelled to ask this question. I get that it's all technical, and I have no concern whatsoever about the content of the bill. And I also understand that it was the past 8 months' implementation of your most recent bill, Senator, that led you and the sponsors to recognize the shortcomings of it, and this is to correct those. Is there an urgency clause in this?
Yes, there is.
So, okay, so the my question was going to be, why couldn't this wait till January, put an urgency clause in, it'd actually be about the same time of implementation, but you don't even want to wait 4 months, you want to get this done now.
I think the Department of Public Health has weighed in, and they would like that also.
Why the need for a Gutten amendment, but that's the answer to that question.
Right.
I move the bill.
Wonderful. Any other further comments? Would you like to close?
I urge an aye vote.
Great. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, SB 225 by Senator Twiakowski. The motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Twiakowski?
Aye.
Twiakowski, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. 7-0.
The vote is 7-0. That matter is out. The EQ committee is adjourned.